Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. My name is Gabriel. I'm a senior release engineer at Mozilla, and I work on shipping Firefox on several different platforms. And today I'm here to talk to you guys about the new dev package that we are shipping to our Mozilla app repository. So first, I'm going to talk a little bit about the journey from nightly to stable builds, and then I'm going to elaborate on some of the reasons why we thought a native package might be useful for people on dev-based distributions. Okay, so early last year, we started talking about setting up an app repository for Mozilla product builds, just to help us offer better support on Linux and stuff like that. It's really challenging to support distribution builds for us because they're built with different compiler versions. We can lead to some issues. So first, around October, we started shipping a nightly package, and it was mostly for a nightly community. This offered them some benefits, like they didn't have to create a desktop file. It also made it easier to update the binary. We have some data that actually suggests that we keep people more up to date on these dev packages. I think probably because people update the whole system components in the App Store or when they update other stuff. So I made a blog post about that. We got a lot of feedback from the community about a developer edition dev package. So we shipped that. And now, as of Firefox 122, we're shipping stable builds to the repository. We want to you to be able to use Firefox how you want. And we know browsers are complex applications that support many different use cases in people's life. So we wanted to offer a native package in addition to Snaps and Flatpaks. This package, it's built in Mozilla infrastructure. From the Firefox source code without any modification, and the builds are supported by Mozilla directly. Another good thing about the package is that we spend a lot of resources in optimizing the builds using PGO and things like that, and we wanted people to be able to get those benefits without having to install our tarballs, but rather getting packages from this repository. I like this one. The updates are faster in case of chem spills. So the new app repository is plugged in directly to the Firefox release automation. So when we ship Firefox, we upload the build directly to this repository as soon as it's available, which is nice in case of security patches and things like that. And here I have a slide about how to install it. So you can visit that website right there and follow the instructions that you all said. It's easy. It's just about adding the Mozilla app repository and installing the package. The package is not perfect, surprise. So if you have feedback, if you actually try it out, you can join our Matrix channel and let us know if the package is working for you, if you're having issues, and Mozilla will offer support. Thank you. Yes.
Not yet.
Can you reply the question?
So he asked if we offer ARM64 builds. Not yet. We've been talking about it. Working on it.
How are the binaries constructed for these like packages? Do you use the native Debian tooling to build it, or do you basically repackage the like same binaries you would put in a, like a snap file?
It's the same binary that we've been shipping as a tarball forever, and yeah, we use the native Debian tooling to repackage that into a dev package, and that's what we put in the app repository.
I saw a hand over here. I lost the person. Someone had a question? Ah, okay. You're tricking me now. Yes, I see. Coming. For those new in the room, this is a challenge for me to have 10K today, so don't hesitate to ask questions.
Hello. Do you envision the dev package being like a stepping stone towards this future where Flatpaks and Snaps work well, or it will be like a permanent offering going forward?
I envision it as a permanent offering, just like an additional option for people that like the packages.
Yeah, makes sense.
Why did you specifically choose Deb as a packaging format? I didn't quite understand that. Over like something like Flatpak and have a custom repository for that?
Yeah, we already have Flatpak. So this is just a different option for people that want to use dev packages.
There's already a Mozilla Flatpak repository?
Yep.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. Good to know.
So that we mentioned Deb and Flatpak, so the next question is, what about other packaging formats like OS native, for example, RPM or any other, like, I don't know, like something for Arch or anything else?
Yeah. I mean, that would be cool. There's definitely been conversations about RPM. So yeah, we're thinking about it.
My question will be, if you're supporting Deb now and all these packages, is it not a burden for you to continue supporting more? Don't you have a plan to focus on something more straightforward?
It is true that we're taking on more work by supporting these packages. But I think we wanted to offer that support to the Linux community.
Yes. Thank you, Klaus.
Are you going to be working with projects like Debian to promote the Mozilla repositories for their like stable user bases?
The Debian package maintainer is a Mozilla employee. He helped us out with this. It's just a different package. It's a different set of trade-off, right? There's a lot of different guidelines when you build the package for the distribution and different infrastructure limitations and things like that. So it's more like an alternative package for people that find it useful.